Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. This week, how to maintain your sanity and motivation while you're doing SEO. It's kind of a two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I hate that expression because I want all the birds to live.
But these stones are, two birds can sit on it at the same time.
Yeah.
And drink water from the water.
Yes. And there's fresh fountain. Seed.
Yes. That's our two birds with one stone.
Saying. I like that one.
Okay. So you remember how I talked about the three little pigs in SEO, right? I've mentioned the three little pigs many times. Have
really?
You ever been here?
No. No, I have not.
Okay. So I've likened the SEO process to the story about the three little pigs. You know the story of the three little pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first two, you know, they're trying to protect themselves from the big bad wolf.
And they build it in straw.
And the one builds it out of straw, and the other builds it out of twigs, and the third builds it out of bricks, and the wolf blows the first two houses down. And it's the brick house that is safe.
Because it's a brick. Yes.
The more I think about it, the more I use this example, the more I think it relates to SEO. That's probably why it's a famous story, is because it relates to lots of things.
Yeah. So if at first you don't succeed, try again. Yeah.
Anyway, many, many people approach SEO like it's going to be a straw house or a twig house. It's going to be quick and it's going to be easy, not take much time.
Right.
If you want a SEO brick house that's going to last for a long time, it's got to be, you got to build it out of bricks. It takes longer.
And so bricks take a lot. I remember when I was in school, we built bricks and it takes a long time for each brick to be built. It's not like you just pick up straw.
You don't have to make the actual bricks. We're going to assume you have the Home Depot or something.
You think they're just bricks around the forest lying around?
There wasn't a Lowe's or a...
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. Nope. It's not my point. The point is the people who
build...
How many
pigs have you seen in the forest just walking around holding bricks?
Today?
Yes.
Well, none today.
Okay. There you go.
So while your siblings, after they built their house quickly, they're going to go run and play and do something else, and you're going to be stuck building your brick house. It's a little bit frustrating.
Yeah.
It's hard to see progress.
It's hard to see.
And the thing that I see most people doing, they make a mistake here. In measuring their progress, they look at their rankings. Either they just go to Google and they type in what they think are their keywords and they look for their website, or they use a tool like SEMrush and they want to see where their keywords are ranked.
Right. That makes sense, though. You want to see where you are, just like a measuring stick.
Yeah. But that'll drive you crazy.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed you're going to go nuts, because what happens... Those keywords jump around a lot.
It fluctuates.
Especially if you're not already on page one or in the top five positions, your individual keyword rankings are going to jump all over the place.
It's just like in a scale. That's why you don't weigh yourself, because the numbers jump around all the time. And you'll see the progress when you feel the progress.
Okay. And a lot of times what happens, and this I've seen this happen actually several times with my students, is their SEO is going perfectly. Like, they put months of work in. So everything is just like it's happening exactly the way at least I would want it to happen. It's just perfect. And yet they are upset because they go and look at their keyword rankings and they said, this keyword.
You said P.
This keyword that was at position 47 is now at 89. I must be doing something wrong. That's going to drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No way, because you're going to think, whatever I'm doing is wrong. Either you're going to give up. It's hard to have motivation when you think you're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you're going to do a Duran, like, flip the tables.
Or you're going to change what you're doing, thinking that it's not working when it was working.
It was.
So what you got to do instead of this. Or there's another problem. You're just looking at one keyword. There are literally an infinite number of keywords, and I guarantee you that no matter what you think your keyword is and how people are finding you, there are many, many other keywords that people are using.
People search
all differently. So what you need to do instead of looking at your keyword rankings and looking at your wrinkles in the camera is focus on impressions. Impressions. And you do this by looking at Google Search Console.
Like this impression of Kristen Shaw.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good. So an impression is any time that Google displays your website in search results for any keyword in any position number 1 through 100. That's the first 10 pages. Mm. So if you're so every time somebody does a search on Google, Google generates 100 different positions. That's 10 pages. And then people scroll through them one at a time.
Right.
But every time you do a search, there's 10 pages there. Hmm. It's just you probably are not looking past the first page.
Some people. I often do.
Just really?
Yeah.
Well, I actually have it set so that all 100 display on one page so I can just scroll.
Really? Yeah. Now then.
That's a super sneaky.
Oh, that's a nice move. Nice moves.
So you can have if your website appears at the bottom of page 10.
Yes.
That's still going to be an impression.
Right.
And Google. And so what we want to do is we want to focus on building more impressions. That means basically Google likes our site. It's feeding up our site to users more often. The more impressions, the more Google likes our site and the more apt it is to show it to users. Okay. Yay. Now, especially, again, when you're starting, you need to focus on impressions because you're not going to have any rankings.
Right.
So it's super important to get into this habit.
Yeah.
And not look at your rankings.
It's kind of like looking at your likes. That's mm-hmm. what it is. It's the same thing behind it. Like if you do post on social media, how many likes? How many likes? Mm-hmm. Who liked it? Who liked mm-hmm. it? That's almost a Maria Bamford. Who liked it? How many mm-hmm. likes? All likes? Many likes? Mm-hmm. Who liked it? You know, it's a very human thing to do. So I understand why you're looking at your rankings. But right. what my husband, my dear sweet husband, said.
So you want to focus on impressions, and you can do that with Google Search Console.
Yes.
It's very easy, and you can look at impressions for all keywords at once, or you can look at an individual keyword. You can look at the last 12 months or 16 months or 2 months or whatever you want. I would encourage you to do that.
Mm.
There is also, I have a quick start dashboard on the website. It's a free tool that actually pulls that information out of Google Search Console.
Really?
And it's a simpler way to do it. It's something that I initially built to share with clients. Because it's just prettier, easier to use. They can use it on their own.
I like that. So sounds good to me.
If you don't like logging into Search Console, because there's a little bit of a learning curve, it's not the prettiest looking thing in the world.
How much is it?
It's free.
What?
It's free.
Google
Search Console is free. This is also a free tool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How do we get it?
I will put the link to both of these below.
Okay. That would be very helpful. I would use that, especially if it's pretty. My question is, has this have anything to do with the three little pigs? Because they didn't have Google Search Console.
Yes. So it's a lot like, so imagine you're building a brick house.
Yes.
Right? You're putting down one brick at a time.
One.
And after.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
So you might step back every once in a while and look to see, does it look like a house yet?
Yeah,
or does it look like just a few bricks? So if you imagine doing that after every, say, 10th brick you build, or every brick you build, you take a step back and you look, and it doesn't look like a house. Eventually, at some point, you're going to step back, and it is going to look like a house.
Yeah.
By looking at your keyword rankings and measuring your progress based on that, it's like thinking, oh, well, now my brick house looks like a house. It must have been that brick that I just placed that made it look like a house.
But it's...
I should have just done that brick first. Why didn't I do that?
Do you know what it's like?
It's
when you're cooking, not the instant kind, but when you're cooking chocolate pudding and you're mixing it on the stovetop and you're thinking, this is just watery, bleh. And then all of a sudden, it becomes the pudding.
That's kind of right. I was a little upset that you hijacked my brick house story, but that's
with
actually with food. But it's exactly right.
Surprise.
Because what's going to happen is if you are looking at your impressions, they're going to be building over time, and yet your keywords are going to be random. But at some point, all of a sudden, your keyword may jump up to page one.
Exactly.
And it is not what you did right before that that caused the jump in rankings.
It's accumulatory.
It is everything you've done. Yes, and you know what also happens. This is how bad SEO advice gets started, or at least some of it, is people do something and they, you know, let's say they're doing this and they do something and then their rankings jump and they say, oh, well, it's that one thing that I did that made my rankings jump. And they share that with friends and they say, this is the one thing you need to do.
And then
guess what?
It doesn't
work for other people because they didn't put all the other bricks there first.
Exactly. It's like if you're going to jump off of a diving board, you better make sure there's a diving board. And diving boards take a long time to build and install and all that. If you just jump off a mountain with no diving board.
This is what our life is like. It's everything is everything we do. We sit around the dinner table. You know what it's like? It's like, you know what this is like? It's like.
But it's right.
I think it's a good way to look at the world as if it were like something else.
Yeah, because we understand that.
Anyway,
that makes sense.
Anyway, do that. Good luck. Don't look at your rankings. They're going to drive you crazy.
It's going to drive you crazy.
In this world, we want to keep as much sanity as possible.
We need to. And stick together.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
No, I don't know. I just made that up.
Yeah, clearly. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. Is that better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.